tensions are really high here right now. And the Israeli police, they're on high alert in Tel Aviv because an attacker threw an IED, that's an improvised explosive device, into a bus in a bustling area, in a very busy area. The attacker then escaped. The device ripped through the bus, injuring at least 20 people. It was charred and blackened, its side windows blown out, and glass was scattered on the street. You could just imagine what the scene was like there. The whole area has been sealed off, and police are reportedly looking for the suspect. So the question now is, how will this affect the ongoing intensive diplomatic efforts and talks that are ongoing right now if they are going to derail the ceasefire talks that are happening in Egypt? We just heard that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has landed in Cairo to meet with the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi.
Lama, at this time yesterday morning, it seemed hopeful that there would be a ceasefire deal, possibly by the end of yesterday. What happened?
People were quite optimistic last night, but it was more sort of cautious optimism that a ceasefire would be announced or some kind of deal would be reached. But the terms that have been laid out by both sides, by the Israelis and Hamas officials, are complicated. And even Secretary Clinton hinted that it would take some time to finally reach an agreement when she met with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu late last night. Now, both parties, the Israelis and Hamas, have come with their own terms. Essentially, Israel has said that it wants Hamas to stop firing its rockets. Hamas has come back and said that what we want, these are our terms, what we want is for Israel to stop target assassinations, which is what Israel has been doing since the beginning of this conflict, as well as lift the siege, which has been in place for decades. So you can imagine how difficult and how fragile these talks are right now. And that's why it's taking quite a long time. Don't forget that Israel sees, and so do actually most international and Western countries as well, it deems Hamas a terrorist organization. So they refuse to sit down at the negotiating table with Hamas. So Egypt has to come in and broker and act on behalf of the Israelis. So you have that added layer of complexity. So it's a very precarious situation, and it's a very complicated one as well.